You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
Well, you're listening to the Memorial Day broadcast of The Savage Nation, champion for America's borders, language, and culture. As they say in the industry, always bold, always winning. And now back to The Savage Nation. New Benghazi whistleblowers are going to testify in Obama's weapons to Al-Qaeda program. Didn't I tell you that? Didn't I tell you that Stevens was killed to cover up the transfer of heavy weapons to the Syrian rebels, so-called? You have no idea what this is. You have no idea what's going on with this mess that Obama and Hillary Clinton has created. Hillary's Benghazi scapegoat speaks out. Well, you heard that. Gang of Eight attacked by border officers who say that the immigration reform plan is a disaster. A disaster. They're all against the bill. Susan Rice, she had a string of failures in Africa before Benghazi. The worst. Apple avoided $74 billion in taxes. I have no idea why conservatives are defending Apple. I haven't any idea. Muslims are rioting and battling police in Sweden. 100 cars were damaged. Yeah, right. Your friends, the Arabs, fly the Nazi flag near Hebron. Residents were astounded to see it flying near a mosque. I'm not astounded. There was a well-known connection between the Arab nationalists and Hitler in World War II. You didn't know that? All of you anti-Zionist, Nazi, liberal SOBs that you are? Sarnoff's nurses admit it's hard not to call him Hun. They all love him. The nurses love the terrorist. You see a hurt 19-year-old boy and you can't help but feel sorry for him. Well, you get the picture. What else is in the news? Well, you, Jodi Arias, you know that case? You can't believe what she did this. Let's forget her. The top IRS official took the Fifth Amendment. Did you hear that story? Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, yeah. Obama's top IRS official is now like a mafioso taking the Fifth Amendment before a hearing before Congress. Oh, yeah. What did they do wrong? Well, they attacked members of the Tea Party. Top IRS official will invoke the Fifth Amendment in congressional hearing about Tea Party targeting program. Lois Lana, a good liberal, she headed up the IRS's tax-exempt division to invoke the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution in a hearing before the House Committee on Oversight and Government Affairs. The Fifth Amendment? You're kidding me. That's something the mafia used. Well, why not? That's what liberals do. So there's a confluence between Nazis and the Arabists in the State Department. And now there's a confluence between the mafia and the Democrat Party. But you don't want to put two and two together, do you? That might be too much for you to add up to four. Why, then you'd have to agree that, well, perhaps Obama's not the nice man who won the four Pinocchios award on the Savage Nation. It gets much worse when I play for you the commentary by Democrat Senator Whitehouse on the Oklahoma tornado, where he says the Republicans, well, they didn't exactly cause the tornado. Well, listen to clip 9 to hear the insanity of the illiteracy of this man called the U.S. Senator Whitehouse. Listen.
And the damage that your polluters and deniers are doing doesn't just hit Oklahoma and Alabama and Texas. It hits Rhode Island with floods and storms. It hits Oregon with acidified seas. It hits Montana with dying forests.
You
so
idiot.
Like it or not, we're in this together.
You should be arrested.
You dragged America with you to your fate.
You should be put in jail.
I want this future. I want a Republican Party that has returned to its senses and is strong and a worthy adversary.
Oh,
in
go
a
you know
America
where.
That has done
oh, turn
right.
him off. Turn this illiterate fool off. There is the demagogue of the day, the lemming of the day, the liar of the day, tied into the warmest school. Tied into the grifters, the worst criminals in the history of this century are those grifting on the lies and the hysteria of global warming, cashing in on contracts, raking in billions of dollars, raking in contracts, green energy scams. It gets worse now when Dem Senator Whitehouse on the tornado goes to the clip 10. He goes to the cliff of insanity in the next one. Play it.
I don't want this future. I don't want a Republican Party disgraced that let its extremists run it off the cliff in an America
suffering. You get the picture. You get the picture of these illiterate liars. In my day, they would be arrested or put into a mental hospital. But in my day, a man like that would never have been a senator. In my day, the most he would have been a mortician. Or perhaps he would have done embalming in Nyberg's funeral parlor. Or perhaps he would have worked as a gravedigger. Because they're just the biggest frauds in the history of America. Now we have an entire Senate and an entire Congress, with rare exception, filled with grifters and liars of the lowest order. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. Because news broke that has finally sealed the fate of America. Yes, we can, said the illegal aliens. Yes, we can, said the criminals who broke through the border. Yes, we can, said La Raza. Yes, we can, said the race baiters. And yes, they did. Yes, they did. The immigration bill passed the liars on the Senate Judiciary Committee. The action sparked rejoicing from immigration gangsters who crowded into a Senate committee room to witness the proceedings which destroyed America and screamed out, yes, we can. But it got worse. At the end of the so-called gangsters' deliberations, Senator Patrick Leahy, one of the most dangerous senators in American history, a demon cat from Vermont, sparked a debate over his proposal to give homosexuals and heterosexual spouses equal rights under immigration law. Now, what does that actually mean? It means he wants to bring in homosexual couples on chain migration. Yes, my friends, the disaster of the tornado is one thing. The disaster of the liars who are sold on the warmest scam is a bigger disaster. And now the immigration disaster is about to hit us, far worse than all of the 10 of the worst tornadoes in history. Instead of the tornado of fascism coming out of Obama's White House, they're focused on Tornado Alley. Now, it is a national story. 200-mile-an-hour winds, 51 deaths, mile-wide funnel. But the thing is, it happens. It's an act of nature. While the act of Obama is an act of a corrupt man and a corrupt administration, these acts. Now, of course, that's why the tornadoes will be covered to cover up the scandals. There's no question about it. He's a very lucky man. A man like him doesn't become president purely by chance. He has a lucky star over his head. I've said that from the beginning. He was born with a lucky star over his head. He had a wonderful grandmother who sacrificed so that he could go to a private high school. He used race to his advantage at every stage of his life. He's using it again now by trying to stir up the young men at Morehouse College by talking about the despicable Jim Crow laws as though he himself personally suffered. And so the race baiting continues, which is embarrassing, frankly. The problem is this. Here's the problem. I'll lay it on the line. There's a large percentage of Americans who are of color, immigrant status unknown, gay, etc., and they identify with Obama, and he could do no wrong. I mean, that's generally known. It's not even debatable. No matter what he does, they will support him, very much like Chavez was supported in the South American dictatorship. So I believe that Obama will escape this. He shouldn't. He should be impeached. It's impeachable. And I believe that the hearings will eventually lead to him, but it'll be almost too late. We haven't yet gotten to the point where Obama says, I am not a crook, but I'm sure we'll get there. It'll be the I'm not a crook moment. There will be the moment of I did not have sex with that woman. That's coming. The I'm not a crook, I did not have sex with that woman. I did not order the military to stand down on Benghazi Gate. I did not wiretap. I did not order the IRS investigation. I'll get to the bottom of it. The buffers did it. Those days will probably be ahead of us unless, and I pray to God that I'm paranoid. I really pray I'm paranoid. For your sake and the sake of America, I pray I turn out to be paranoid. Because I predict there will be an event that Obama and his squad will concoct that will be a disaster for this country and perhaps the world. That's what scares me. And I don't have to reiterate them, but I pray I'm paranoid. That's all. Let's hope I'm paranoid. Let's hope I'm the paranoid SOB that most of you brainwashed, drug-addicted liberals think I am. Let's just pray. I was right about what he was doing. I told you he was a criminal. I've told you this is a criminal regime from day one. I looked at them. I saw their behavior. Holder has a record of releasing terrorists before he was appointed. Obama has hung around with criminals who bombed police cars. And you're telling me that you're shocked by this behavior? You're dealing with a gang here. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
There's a vote. Traffic, big troubles. Dixon, eastbound 80 Dixon Avenue. All lanes were shut down. Major injury accident. They had to land a helicopter on the freeway. Now it's just the left lane that's blocked. The two right lanes reopened. Traffic is backed up almost to Highway 505. Westbound traffic is backed up to Davis from Highway 113. Once you clear that, a little sluggish through Vallejo, still westbound 80. Now an accident, Bay Bridge, toll plaza, middle fast track lanes blocked. Two cars involved. I'm Dave Fouch. Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. It was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
If Dad hasn't already spelled it out for you, this Father's Day, he wants new golf gear. But don't worry, because the only word you need to remember to give Dad his day is Golfsmith. With exclusive Father's Day deals, gift-giving expertise, plus a huge selection of the latest and greatest clubs and accessories, Golfsmith is your destination for everything Dad. Because the gift that never stops giving is a better game. Give Dad his day, only at Golfsmith.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Yes, the tornado is a tragedy for the families affected by it. Yes, it will cost hundreds of millions, if not billions, to fix the damage. Yes, there is a context to all of these things. Death rate, 24, 9 children. Monster storm rated EF5. I read you from the Grapes of Wrath. I try to tell you that what happened to the folks in Oklahoma and Texas during the 30s, during the dust storms, drove them west. They were like ants scurrying for work, for food, and most of all for land. They said, we ain't foreign. 7 generations back Americans, and beyond that Irish, Scotch, English, German, one of our folks in the Revolution, and there was lots of our folks in the Civil War, both sides Americans. They were hungry, and they were fierce, and they had hoped to find a home, and they found only hatred. Now remember, these are white people. They found only hatred. Okies. The owners hated them because the owners knew they were soft and the Okies strong, that they were fed and the Okies hungry. And perhaps the owners had heard from their grandfathers how easy it is to steal land from a soft man if you are fierce and hungry and armed. The owners hated them, and in the towns the storekeepers hated them because they had no money to spend. There is no shorter path to a storekeeper's contempt, and all his admirations are exactly opposite. The town men, little bankers, hated Okies because there was nothing to gain from them. They had nothing. And the laboring people hated Okies because a hungry man must work. And if he must work, if he has to work, the wage payer automatically gives him less for his work. And then no one can get more. That's from the great novel, The Grapes of Wrath, which I read in high school. Is it even taught anymore? Is it even taught anymore in this sick, illiterate nation of mine? Let's go to some callers. WABC, Dom, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to thank you for that electrifying dust bowl. Just coming from a communist country, I don't know where to run next. You know, I came from Venezuela. I saw the same thing happening. I see bad things happening here. And this country's going it's going down quickly. So,
When you import 30 million illegals who come from a socialist nation, who like dictatorships because that's what they came from, who do not understand democracy, who do not speak the language, who wave the Mexican flag at sporting events, who spit on the American flag, who won't learn the language, who don't know who the presidents were before Obama, what do you think is waiting for America? That's what's waiting for America. A knife through the heart of the illegal alien mafia that just bought every senator that they could buy. Because they have unlimited funds. Not one senator stood up to them, to the liberals. Not one senator. The Republicans went along with them. Yep, you think the Dust Bowl was bad? You wait and see what happens when the locusts start eating what's left of the social fabric. You wait and see. Don't say I didn't warn you. Rhode Island, did you hear what that man white between the ears had to say about the tornadoes? Dem Senator Whiteout? On the Oklahoma tornado. Did you hear what this man with Whiteout between his ears had to say? He's a senator. Senator Whiteout. Can you believe this? Listen to clip 9. This is a senator lying through his teeth or so stupid he doesn't belong in the U.S. Senate. Listen to this.
And the damage that your polluters and deniers are doing doesn't just hit Oklahoma and Alabama and Texas. It hits Rhode Island with floods and storms. It hits Oregon with acidified seas. It hits Montana with dying forests. So like it or not, we're in this together.
You get the picture. That's Senator Whiteout of Rhode Island. Are the people in Rhode Island that stupid that they put a man of this low character and low intellect into the Senate? What is Rhode Island? How did it become a state? Maybe how does Rhode Island elect a man like this to the Senate who will lie through his teeth? Blaming a tornado that is rather mild compared to the 10 worst on polluters and deniers. It's astounding to me. I've never seen anything like this. Are the people of Rhode Island that idiotic? Is there someone in Oklahoma, Rhode Island listening to this show who could call and tell me how Senator Whiteout became a senator? How is this possible? Well, I'll take some calls, and I'll keep intermittently reading to you some history and some truth and some facts, reading to you from the grapes of wrath, putting it in context. And oh yes, I forgot this. Newsweek, April 28th, 1975, blaming tornadoes on the cooling trend, that the world was coming to an end in 1975 because of global cooling. So they were trying to spin you both ways. First, it was global cooling. The world was going to run out of food. That was 1975. Now the liars in the, there's no other word for it, but the yellow journalism. Look it up, yellow journalism, hysteria. And now we have alarmists in the Senate. The Cooling World, Newsweek, April 28th, 1975. The central fact, they wrote, is that after three-quarters of a century of extraordinarily mild conditions, the Earth's climate seems to be cooling down. Meteorologists disagree about the cause and extent of the cooling trend. Notice they were called meteorologists then. Now they're called scientists. Meteorologists disagree about the cause and extent of the cooling trend. Reduce agricultural productivity for the rest of the century. If the climactic change is as profound as some of the pessimists fear, they wrote, the resulting famines could be catastrophic. A recent report by the then National Academy of Sciences said, because the global patterns of food production and population, blah, 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 all about climate turning too cold. And then they go to satellite photos. A large increase in northern hemisphere snow cover in the winter of 71 and 72. And a study then released by two NOAA scientists notes that the amount of sunshine reaching the ground in the continental U.S. didn't go up, diminished by 1.3% between 64 and 72. It's beyond belief. They were blaming it on global cooling and predicting that the world would come to an end. Remember the acid rain hysteria, that the forests would die? Where'd that go? How'd that work out? Who made their fortunes and bought a house in Boca Raton on the acid rain scam? Unbelievable to me. And yet that moron from Rhode Island, Senator Whitebrain, Senator Whiteout, he must have Whiteout between his ears, saying it's a result of the Republicans polluting the earth. Why are you so willing to believe in alarmist science? Why is the media so filled with historic and science illiterates without even a content?
Savage.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and is a 5-star customer rating. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Golden Gate Bridge officials say a medium traffic barrier that could prevent deadly head-on accidents should be in place by early 2015. Most of the money is in place for the barrier thanks to some federal grants. Toll revenue and other grants will pay for the balance. He back sending arms to Syria's rebels, and now Senator John McCain has paid a visit to some of the opposition. A spokeswoman for McCain confirms the Arizona Republican has made a visit to Syria, but she won't comment about the trip. 2 years of violence in Syria has killed more than 70,000 people. Taking a look at the roadways, still major problems in Dixon, eastbound 80 Dixon Avenue. Two of the right lanes open, still have the left lane blocked and overturned truck there. Major accident shut down all lanes for a time. Eastbound backed up to 505. Westbound backed up almost Highway 113 in Davis. Still slow northbound 17 out of the Santa Cruz Mountains. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to your favorite station, and then you realize it travels with you. Like right now, that's what you realize. You can add the iHeartRadio app free and get the live local programming you love everywhere you go. Plus, you get over 1,500 of the top stations with more local live programming, music, gossip, news, sports, and more. What you're looking for, it's right there on your mobile device, iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, and more. Get yourself started at iHeartRadio.com.
Warm weather's here, so it's time to hit the road. Stop by Les Schwab and get travel ready with a free pre-trip safety check. Just one of the many free services included with any tire purchase. Les Schwab, home of the best tire value promise.
Deer season's ending soon, and so are these great deals. Get 0% financing right now on select new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends July 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at Putnam Chevy in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a Chevrolet Volt, listen up. My $3,000 discount and the factory $3,000 rebate gives you 6,000 reasons to come to Putnam Chevy or go online at putnamgm.com.
Well, Flo, this is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Determine if your loan is owned by Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae by checking FreddieMac.com/MyMortgage or FannieMae.com/LoanLookup. Loans made pursuant to California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS 6606, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm a responsible homeowner. I love my home and I pay my mortgage on time. Just because I'm upside down on my home, why can't I refinance and take advantage of today's low rates?
Now you can. I'm Rick Arviello, president of New American Funding. If your mortgage is owned or guaranteed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which we can tell you, you may be eligible to refinance your mortgage under the expanded provisions of HARP. We're doing tons of these and saving homeowners thousands, no matter how upside down you are, no equity, and no appraisal required. This is a true refinance into today's historic low rates designed to help responsible homeowners.
Call New American Funding at 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
This is an encore presentation of The Savage Nation.
The story on the Debka file out of Israel is headlined as such. In London, as in Boston, terrorist killers were known to security services. The two Islamist terrorists who hacked a British soldier to death on a London street Wednesday, chanting Allahu Akbar, were born in Britain of Nigerian descent and known to British security authorities. Motivated by revenge for Muslim deaths in Afghanistan, they selected as their victim a soldier from the Woolwich Barracks who had served there. One of the terrorists was identified as Michael Adebolaju, a convert to Islam and self-styled Muslim preacher from a street stand, from which he handed out leaflets condemning the British government and troops fighting in Muslim lands. His stand was located in the London suburb of Woolwich, not far from the Royal Artillery Barracks, near which he committed his savage murder. His crime was long planned. He spent time watching the soldiers coming and going around the barracks. He may even have singled out his victim from a chance acquaintance. Thursday, the day after the murder, British anti-terrorist operatives carried out searches at various London addresses, which the terrorist had used as a student at Greenwich University. Sound familiar, student? The British authorities have made no statements, blah, blah, blah. As in the case of the Boston Marathon bombing, the relevant information began seeping out by chance much later. The extreme savagery of the killing in broad daylight on a busy London street, culminating in a beheading, recalled the fate of Western hostages at the hands of Al-Qaeda's Iraq commander Musab al-Zarqawi in the years between 04 and 06. His custom of beheading victims became a hallmark of Al-Qaeda's savagery. What also stands out about this episode is that the jihadis did not run away but waved their blood-stained hands in the faces of horrified passerby, boasting, "We swear by Almighty Allah we will never stop fighting you. The only reason we have done this is because Muslims are dying every day." The British government, well, you get the picture. You get the picture, huh? Now, it took the police 20 minutes to arrive. And the police arrived because they had no didn't want to show up because they had no guns. I don't blame them. They finally sent out London police, the few who have guns, who are marksmen. And then the two Muslim murderers ran towards them brandishing knives and a firearm. The police shot them like the animals they are, but they're not dead. They were taken to separate hospitals and placed under heavy guard in case of attempts to rescue them. The mayor of London says it is not a terrorist event. It's just a deranged killer. Very much like the U.S. Army still calls the Fort Hood massacre workplace violence. This is an example of the retrovirus of liberalism and its infection of the body politic. I've tried to tell you this for at least 20 years. Close to 20 years, March 21st, 2014, I will be 20 years, God willing, on the radio. 20 years on the radio. I've been a champion for America's borders, language, and culture from the day I began. And guess what? It's gotten worse, not better. In the beginning, I thought there'd be a change for the better. I thought we had a chance to turn the country around. I thought there'd be a conservative revolution. I thought that the country would be clean again. I thought that we would close our border. I thought that we would kick out all of the criminals. Nope, the opposite is true. We now have an administration, or shall I say a rogue regime, that is in favor of everything that we have worked for in reverse. It's only going to get a lot worse before it gets better. That's why I say, learn to meditate. Don't hate, meditate. Banana republics, and what do they care? They got a hot dog on the grill this weekend. They can swill some booze. What do they care about what Obama's doing? That's why he gets away with it. What do they care? So Eric Holder became the equivalent of a dictator, a petty dictator in Colombia or Argentina. What do they care? As long as it doesn't affect them, that's all. They figure the two-party system will take care of it. If the guy broke a law, they'll find out, they'll prove it and put him in jail. But why should they worry about it? Think of the average man. Does he have time to sit there and go through every paragraph? You know what I'm saying? So what if a London soldier was beheaded by a machete-wielding attacker screaming Allahu Akbar? Why should you worry about a thing like that? It shouldn't bother you. It shouldn't. Just because some of our congressmen would like to see Sharia law in the high schools, that shouldn't bother you at all. The important thing is to have a good time, just to feel good on a daily basis. Isn't it? Well, anyway, so I don't know if I want to do this horror stuff anymore. I'd rather, I don't know, have nostalgia or whatever. Where are all the college grads going for the summer? What is the new cool country to go to? When I went to Europe as a college kid, it was France. We went to France because we thought the girls were wild. I mean, that's what we went for. What do you think guys are looking for any time in history? Or in any village, any primitive village? They put a flower in the ear. What are they looking for? There's nothing changes. What is the new cool country to go to? Could it be Ohio? I mean, is that where they're going to go this summer to go visit the old coal mines that are closed up? Maybe they could visit the Amish in Pennsylvania and see the poor Amish farmer who was put away for 16 years for cutting off someone's hair. Where are the youngsters going? Anyone under the age of 79 listening to the show right now? I actually trend toward a younger demographic. Trending now, I love that. Trending now, I'm supposed to care what's trending. I love the news sites, trending now. Jody Arias' hairstyle is trending now. Oh, well, I should be talking about Jody Arias' hairstyle. Nope. It's a long weekend coming up. Remember, what a long sentence this is going to be, a three-dayer. I don't know what, there's no sense to life in a way. I live to work. I live to do radio. And the 5 days are like climbing up a mountain every day. And then, you know, the myth of Sisyphus, you get up to the top of the mountain, only you slide over the other side, and then you have to push the stone back up the hill the next day. And then you're doing it for what? Well, today's Monday. Okay, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's cool. It's Thursday. Or it's Friday. Great. The best of. That's easy. So I can get to Saturday. Great. And what's Saturday? Emptiness. Emptiness. Saturday, Sunday, Monday now. Emptiness. Everyone's away somewhere. Because you start to become very work-oriented at a certain point in your life, like at age 5, if you're me. And work becomes your outlet. Work becomes your pleasure, to be honest with you. Or, as Rodin the sculptor wrote, work is the only salvation. That, to me, it always has been. Whenever I get in trouble mentally, work is the only salvation. I learned a long time ago. Let me give you some advice if you're perplexed. Here's a guide for the perplexed out there. Throw away your pills. Throw away your crutches. Throw away your therapist. Here's what you need. You need to work harder, number one. And you have to understand that the only salvation is working harder. And here's the big one. They tell you, don't worry so much, take the pill. Don't worry so much, go on vacation. Don't worry so much, go get a hairdo. Wrong. The answer to worry is to worry more, to think more. In other words, what I'm saying is maybe, oh, I'm worrying myself to death. Do you know that thinking doesn't hurt you? Worrying doesn't even hurt you. Because worry, the difference between worrying and thinking is often confused in America today. Most Americans think that if they think, they're worrying. And they don't want to be caught dead thinking. Because someone's liable to think something's wrong with them. That's why I'm saying, if you have a problem, think it through. And think again, and think again. Think and think and think. And if that doesn't work, pick up a pen and start writing a journal. Don't even use a computer. Try to see if you can still write anything by hand. I found over the years that a pen on paper, the actual doing of the pen on paper, is an act. It's a physical act. It relieves a lot of tension. But why do you care what I have to say? I don't know anything. After all these years, all these 28 books, PhD, radio stardom, broadcaster stardom, what can I know? Listen to Tom Brokaw. You know, every night I turn on these channels at night. I'm just rapping right now. I'm just going to do a rap. I don't know where I'm going to go. I'm just talking like we're in a bar. Make believe not a bar, like a coffee shop. And it's Michael's Coffee Shop. And I'm the guy behind the counter, and I'm boring you to death. But you come in to listen to it anyway. Like most of the restaurant owners of the older periods that I used to go to, I go there for the owners. Boy, they're horrible. Bumptious. They don't shut up. Hey, how you doing? Who wants to hear the guy? And on the other hand, yet you go there only because of them. The patron, even though the food's marginal. But you go there in a strange way. It's like a love-hate. It's a plus-minus. You cringe when he comes over to you. And yet if he doesn't come over to you, you're insulted. That he didn't say. Isn't it a strange thing, human beings? You go into these, like an Italian restaurant, right? Hey, how you doing? You know, the big personality. And you all want it. It's like a throwback. It's like being in someone's house. Well, that's what talk radio should be. This is my house. This is my coffee shop. And although you can't stand me, you can't wait for me to talk. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They put him on steroids.
A drug that created this lethargic, laying around, sloppy dog with no real personality.
And then I found that cortisone has massive side effects, you know, kidney and liver damage.
There is a dip for dex mite infestation, but nearly half the dogs die from it.
5 years ago, I heard the ad about Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
As soon as we got her onto Dinovite, her personality came back.
We started noticing a significant drop in hair loss.
Apparently, the Dinovite had built up his immune system and helped combat whatever was...
He has not had a cortisone shot since.
I said, this is what you need to do instead of steroid shots.
My dog has never been happier, and it just cut my vet bills dramatically.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
For people with Identity Guard identity theft protection, life is good. Really good. That's because they bank and shop on their computers and mobile devices, knowing that Identity Guard is there to help protect them and their kids. It's not that they're being reckless. It's just that they don't have to worry as much about their personal information because Identity Guard's powerful protection is working for them 24 hours a day. Protection so powerful, Identity Guard was recently rated best in prevention, and you can get Identity Guard for less than a dollar a day. Sign up at identityguard.com/dollar, and if you sign up now, Identity Guard will add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Worry less and enjoy life more with top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar. Identity Guard. Life is good.
better than winning 2 world championships in 3 years? How about 2 world championships and a free special edition Giants cap from AAA when you get an auto, home, or life insurance quote? With AAA's famous personal service, you'll feel like a champ.
Marty Leary here for AAA. Get a quote now and receive a free special edition World Champions Giants cap. Visit your local branch, call 1-800-JOIN-AAA, or go to AAA.com/SFGiants. One offer per household while supplies last. Offer ends May 31st. Restrictions apply.
Are you trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Call 800-483-1465. 800-483-1465.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
There's a vote. Traffic, earlier accident in Dixon cleared. All lanes now open eastbound. It was a Leisure Town Road. Traffic is still sluggish from Highway 505 westbound. Traffic getting better, but backed up still almost to 113 in Davis. Westbound 580 still slow and go from the Altamont Pass coming into Pleasanton to the Highway 680 interchange. Santa Cruz Mountains getting better, but still a little sluggish. Northbound 17 getting through Los Gatos. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO is asking you, our listeners, to help us raise funds for the Palo Alto Fisher House. Make a statement and honor our military. Donate now at KSFO.com. Fisher House serves as a home away from home and provides for services for the brave men and women of our military and their families dealing with serious injury or illness. Learn more about the Fisher House and how you can help make a difference right now by making a donation at KSFO.com.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
Well, people should call Monarch Retirement if they're worried about this marketplace and worried about their future retirement. Somebody needs a financial advisor in these markets to try to navigate their retirement course. Questions like, what do I do with my 401k? How about that IRA that I forgot about 10 years ago? We answer questions like this every week. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Disastrous tornado. And, of course, the tragedy of the loss of life is so of 24 dead. But it's, in context, a rather mild tornado. But the media doesn't want you to know that. The media hysteria is at an all-time high. It's tornado mania to cover up Obama scandals and to get Obama off the pages of what's left of the ex-newspaper business. And if you think this is all hyperbole and I'm just anti-Obama, let me give you some of the facts right now. Let me explain to you. 23 deaths is terrible. 24 deaths is worse. But in context, it's a rather mild tornado. But don't tell that to the liars who are now declaring that it's a result of climate change or global warming. So let's start with the 10 worst tornadoes on record from the right-wing weather.com weather site. Weather.com is obviously run by warmists, anti-warmists, those who are against global warming. But let's give you some of the facts. March 18th, 1925, the tri-state tornado event affected Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana, injuring 2,027 people, 695 deaths from the F5 tornado. 1925, 695 deaths. Number two, May 6th, 1840, before Al Gore's great-grandfather was a glint in the eye of his great-great-grandfather, before Al Gore's great-grandfather was even a glint in the eye of his great-great-great-grandfather, In 1840, there was a tornado struck Louisiana and Mississippi, killing 317 people, injuring 109. Did you hear that? That's before Al Gore's great-great-grandfather had a glint in his eye for the grandfather. There was a tornado. How do you explain it? Global warming. In 1840, before the Industrial Revolution, 1840, before the car was invented by, what, 70 years? 1840, before man came to pollute the earth? What has to happen till you idiots come to understand that this climate change is the biggest lie of your life? Are you that stoned that you don't know the truth? Third largest tornado on record, 1896, F4 rating on the Fujita scale. 1,000 injured, 255 killed. Number four, 1936, Mississippi, killed 216. Number five, 1936, F4 tornado struck Georgia, killing 203 people. Number six, April 9th, 1947, Tornado Alley living up to its name in the tornado event. On April 9th, 1947, in Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas, the death toll, you Democrat idiots, 181 people. An additional 970 people were injured. No doubt the people blamed it on the atomic bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima and the atomic bomb on Nagasaki. Number seven, 1908, 143 deaths, 770 injuries. 1899, Al Corleone. F5 tornado hit Wisconsin, causing 117 deaths and 200 injuries. Did you hear that? 1899, you fools, you drunken, stone degenerates who don't know right from wrong. Not one of you come out of college with a brain on your head. Don't you even research these things? Number nine, May 11th, 1953. What tornado? What tornado? You mean the only tornado that ever happened was now, the one that's driving the Obama scandals off the headlines? And the party went on, and the dancing went on, and the party went on. 1953, 114 deaths, 600 people injured. Number 10 of the worst tornadoes, 1953, 115 people killed, 844 injured. This storm in Oklahoma that you would think is the worst storm in history, 24 dead, media hysteria, tornado mania to cover up the Obama scandals. And yet the level of illiteracy in the media is at an all-time high. The level of stupidity amongst the masses, all-time high. And it's going to get worse. I just read to you the 10 worst tornadoes on record. You heard me read them. 1840, a tornado kills 317 people. There were tornadoes before the Industrial Revolution. No one said that we did it to ourselves. No one said that we caused it because we want to eat and we want to put a shelter over our heads. No one said we're an evil nation and an evil race. The tornado is a bad one, but not the worst. I read you the 10 worst tornadoes in history. It's a rather mild tornado compared to the 10 worst tornadoes on record. Why don't you hear that? Why is that not the context in which the tornado is discussed? Why do you permit the media to drive you like this? When the night came again, it was black night, for the stars could not pierce the dust to get down, and the window lights could not even spread beyond their own yards. Now the dust was evenly mixed with the air, an emulsion of dust and air. Houses were shut tight, and cloth wedged around doors and windows. But the dust came in so thinly that it could not be seen in the air, and it settled like pollen on the chairs and tables and the dishes. The people brushed it from their shoulders. Little lines of dust lay at the door sills. In the middle of that night, the wind passed on and left the land quiet. The dust-filled air muffled sound more completely than fog does. The people lying in their beds heard the wind stop. They awakened when the rushing wind was gone. They lay quietly and listened deep into the stillness. Then the roosters crowed, and their voices were muffled, and the people stirred restlessly in their beds and wanted the morning. They knew it would take a long time for the dust to settle out of the air. In the morning, the dust hung like fog, and the sun was as red as ripe new blood. All day, the dust sifted down from the sky, and the next day it sifted down, and even blanket covered the earth. It settled on the corn, piled up on the tops of the fence posts, piled up on the wires. It settled on roofs,
blanketed the weeds and trees. The people came out of their houses and smelled the hot stinging air and covered their noses from it. And the children came out of the houses, but they did not run or shout as they would have done after a rain. Men stood by their fences and looked at the ruined corn, drying fast now, only a little green showing through the film of dust. The men were silent and they did not move often. And the women came out of the houses to stand beside their men, to feel whether this time the men would break. The women studied the men's faces secretly, for the corn could go. As long as something else remained, the children stood nearby, drawing figures in the dust with bare toes. And the children sent exploring senses out to see whether men and women would break. The children peeked at the faces of the men and women, and then drew careful lines in the dust with their toes. Horses came to the watering troughs and nuzzled the water to clear the surface dust. After a while, the faces of the watching men lost their bemused perplexity and became hard and angry and resistant. Then the women knew that they were safe and that there was no break. Then they asked, "What'll we do?" And the men replied, "I don't know, but it was all right." The women knew it was all right, and the watching children knew it was all right. Women and children knew deep in themselves that no misfortune was too great to bear if their men were whole. The women went into the houses to their work, and the children began to play, but cautiously at first. As the day went forward, the sun became less red. It flared down on the dust-blanketed land. The men sat in the doorways of their houses. Their hands were busy with sticks and little rocks. The men sat still, thinking and figuring. And then the dispossessed were drawn west, from Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, from Nevada and Arkansas. Families, tribes dusted out, tracted out, carloads, caravans, homeless and hungry, 20,000 and 50,000 and 100,000 and 200,000. They streamed over the mountains, hungry and restless, restless as ants scurrying to find work to do, to lift, to push, to pull, to pick, to cut. The kids are hungry. We got no place to live. Like ants scurrying for work, for food, and most of all for land. We ain't foreign. Seven generations back Americans, and beyond that, Irish, Scotch, English, German. One of our folks in the Revolution, and they was lots of our folks in the Civil War. Both sides Americans. I'm reading from The Grapes of Wrath by the Nobel Prize-winning American author John Steinbeck about the Dust Bowl, about the white Americans who left the Dust Bowl and went out and worked picking vegetables and cherries and fruit and didn't complain about it and didn't scream, "Si se puede!"
Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
Well, you're listening to the Memorial Day broadcast of The Savage Nation. Champion for America's borders, language, and culture. As they say in the industry, always bold, always winning. And now back to the Savage Nation. What's in the news? And take a look at the African immigrant with a machete in his hand with blood all over his hands. He chopped up in the street an unarmed British soldier as screaming, "Allah be great." Yes, that's right. Bring more of them in. Go ahead. Bring more of them into America with Rubio's immigration plan. Take a look at the picture. Blood on his hands, and he said, "Well, we're sorry we had a..." They cut him up in the streets, hacked him to death with a machete, beheaded him, and swore, "We swear by Almighty Allah, we will never stop fighting you." And then he said, "I'm sorry I did it in the street, that women had to see me do this, but this is what's done in my country." That's in London. By the way, Michael Savage, the only member of the American media not permitted to enter the United Kingdom. But these animals, these throwbacks, these subhumans are welcomed on welfare with 16 children. You don't like what I have to say? You know what you can do with it. Wake up, you morons. You're killing us all. Speaking of killing us all, Obama, the gangster regime, or shall I say the gangster Obama regime, and the IRS targeting people who didn't like Obama is right out of the third world. And Miss Lerner took the Fifth Amendment, something we haven't seen since the mafiosos were brought before Congress. I'll let you put two and two together. What else is in the news? Special prosecutor on the IRS investigation, the Benghazi investigation. Your head of the Department of Injustice, the great Eric Holder,
has seized the records of 5 Fox News phone numbers, including the parents of targeted reporter. You like that, huh? You like that? How about your friend, the Democrat Representative John Conyers, the good John Conyers? He attended a speech in which Farrakhan condemned satanic Jews. That's right. Representative Conyers, a good liberal Democrat. And the Jews vote Democrat. Go figure. How could you figure that? How is that possible? But the London story is the big one. The picture of the African with a machete in his hand. We swear by Almighty Allah, we will never stop fighting you. Man holding bloody cleaver said this after hacking a soldier to death just yards from the barracks as he walked. And then he went and said to the camera, I apologize that women had to witness this today. They were hacking at him, said an eyewitness, chopping him, cutting him. They waited for police to arrive, and then they tried to attack the police. Prime Minister Cameron, who has banned Michael Savage from Britain, said the killings were shocking. Really shocking. No talk of deportation, of course. And no doubt the Muslim Council in Britain said, well, this act will heighten tensions on British streets. No apology, of course. No apology, of course. Did you witness the killing? Go and witness it now on michaelsavage.com. You can see the body of the soldier, unarmed, laying in the street of London in the year 2013 with an African man with blood all over his hands and a bloody machete in his hand. Can you believe this? Who then spoke to the camera. They were chopping and cutting him. Shocked eyewitnesses tell of horrific machete attack on the soldier. They cut his head off. Did you hear any of this? Good old, merry old, wonderful old Britain. The land where Michael Savage is not allowed to enter. But the Africans with machetes, 10 wives and 30 children, come on in. Come on in. You want to hear any more? The man, the African man known only as James, said he and his partner saw 2 black men attack a young man aged around 20 in a T-shirt and hack him to death like he was a piece of meat. Fighting back tears, the man said, they were hacking at this poor guy, literally. They were chopping at him, cutting him. These 2 guys were crazy. They were just animals. They dragged the British soldier in London from the pavement, dumped his body in the middle of the road, and left it there. You hear this? They stood around, the Africans did, in London, waving knives and a gun, even asking people nearby to take pictures of them, as if they wanted to be on TV. They were more worried about having their photo taken, running up and down the road. They had no intention of running off or leaving or anything. In my opinion, he said, they were waiting for the police to arrive to be shot by the police. That's the only thing I can think. It's horrendous what they were doing to that poor young man. There's England under liberalism. There's America very shortly coming to a neighborhood near you. I was sick all day from this story. This is a 20-year-old boy in a T-shirt walking back to army barracks, hit by a car by these 2 animals, knocked to the pavement, and then butchered in the street. His head cut off and dismembered in the streets. His body then thrown in the gutter by these vermin, these throwbacks, these subhumans. And England brings them in under asylum, puts them on welfare, and I, Michael Savage, am to this day still not permitted to enter the United Kingdom. I was banned in 2009. It's now 2013. I'm still not let into the country. The fact of the matter is, the West is dying in front of your eyes. The Western nations have a sort of political AIDS. Now, if you've studied the disease called AIDS, as I have, remember who you're listening to. One of my most popular books was published in 1986 entitled Maximum Immunity, when the AIDS epidemic was at a big peak here in America. And I studied the immune system from the point of view of a populist trying to write about it. And as you well know, AIDS operates where a retrovirus enters the body and attacks your defense cells and permits opportunistic infections to arise. That's basically a thumbnail sketch of what the AIDS disease is. Wouldn't you say that the liberals are the retrovirus that have destroyed our defense cells? The liberals have destroyed our military's ability to fight Islamic extremism, not only abroad, but domestically. Every time a policeman or a soldier tries to stop such an attack, he's called a racist. That's called AIDS. That's called political AIDS. In other words, they've neutralized, to make it simple for you, they've neutralized our white blood cells. Liberalism, I've told you, is like a virus. Only the virus has now metastasized throughout the West. And the opportunistic infection of radical Islam is spreading like the cancer it is. Do you agree with my analogy or disagree with my analogy? If my analogy is flawed, kindly identify where it is flawed.
If, on the other hand, you can even follow my analogy, show me where it is wrong. If you don't know what I'm talking about, don't call the show because I'm not going to even refer to you. This is a show only for people who can even follow an argument. I'm fuming today. We have a rogue government. We have a rogue government in the United States of America, a group of gangsters functioning as though they're a group of guerrillas like Fidel Castro who took over a legitimate nation and are bankrupting it. They sent Lois Lerner, whatever her name was, of the IRS, who takes the Fifth Amendment like a mafioso, in the House of in the congressional hearing. Lerner pleads the Fifth Amendment and then walks out with her filthy dirtbag lawyers showing her fat behind to Congress. If that's not contempt of Congress, I'd like to know what is. Now, we all have contempt of Congress because they have no guts. They have no guts. She should have been arrested on the site. She did not have the right to plead the Fifth Amendment once she stated she's innocent. She waived her rights to the Fifth Amendment. She exhibited contempt of Congress. Yet she got up with her stinking skirt, and her lawyers got up with their stinking pants, and they walked out on Congress as though they were God Almighty. This is the country I'm living in. This is the country I'm living in when a lowlife, backroom, dirtbag female lawyer like her can get up there and spit in the face of my Congress. This is the country I'm living in. If the IRS came to audit you and you got up and said, I refuse to answer on the grounds that I might incriminate myself, even though I'm innocent, do you know what would happen to you? The U.S. Marshals would arrest you before you got to the door. Why is this Lerner character not arrested? Why is she not cited with contempt of Congress? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there are only two words you need to know. Lumber Liquidators. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. So take the first step toward that new floor and call 800-672-1447 for your free catalog. It's filled with tips and ideas and unheard-of deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors that you just won't find at the big box stores. Lumber Liquidators buys directly from the mills in incredible volume, and their global buying power means they can offer you incredibly low prices other stores can't even come close to. But what it really means is you can finally afford a gorgeous new floor. So call 800-672-1447 today and we'll rush your free catalog out to you. Forget the big box stores with big flooring prices. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. Call Lumber Liquidators now at 800-672-1447. That's 800-672-1447. Again, 800-672-1447.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis, even if you've tried everything else. Even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. Try Seroderm risk-free. Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar. I'm excited to tell you about a revolutionary program that's turning the industry on its head. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs, because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Petucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
We are well into 2013. The economic policies are what they are. The big question is, how will these new policies affect you and me? Brian Sussman here. So what's going to happen to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of investments do you need to make to your portfolio? What's your game plan? One guy who could help, Pat Vitucci, a local independent financial advisor. And you know, as an independent advisor with 15 offices around the Bay Area, Pat's not obligated to any particular type of investments. He'll do what's best for you. He's a local guy, and he and I have done many seminars together. He's been in business for over 30 years. You can call on him anytime for a complimentary, no-obligation consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. And don't forget to check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events with Pat Vitucci. 800-472-8305.
Bill and Kathleen, owners of American Vision Windows.
If you wake up in the morning hearing this,
call American Vision Windows.
Or your neighbor's dog. Call American Vision Windows.
At American Vision Windows, we've heard from many of our thousands of customers how important it is to reduce drafts, decrease reactions to dust and pollen, and to help cut out the noise, all while saving money on your energy bills.
And thanks to the large volume of customers we serve, our manufacturer has responded with a free sound package, the latest in technology, complete with double and triple strength offset glass for free.
Special spring offer, free installation, a free sound package upgrade with triple strength glass, and allergy protection from dust and pollen with draft reducing triple fin weather stripping, up to a $2,000 value. Call for details, 877-370-5779.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
Start enjoying the peace and quiet and call American Vision Windows today.
Call American Vision Windows at 877-370-5779. 877-370-5779. CSLB number 778326.
Conservative, but not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Top IRS official invoked the Fifth Amendment in a congressional hearing about Tea Party targeting program. Don Lois Lerner, who heads the IRS's Exempt Organization Division. So you don't need Don Corleone. You don't need Valachi. All you need is Lois Lerner today. They all know how to dummy up, take the Fifth. And they have no shame about it. They have no shame to take the Fifth. After all, in America today, what's the shame in being a liar or a thief if you're in the government? That's what it means, government. It's an acronym. G-O-V-E-R-N-M-E-N-T. Spell it out and put anything you want next to each letter. Just make sure it covers graft and corruption. Unbelievable. So now she takes the Fifth Amendment, the Valachi Papers. So here we now have the mafia in Lois Lerner, in my opinion. The Fifth Amendment provides that U.S. citizens may not be compelled to offer testimony if telling the truth would incriminate them. You hear this? This is your country. I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate myself. That's your country at work under Obama. That's why the illegal aliens from Mexico scream, si se puede. They know, yes, we can. If you can get away with anything when you're in high power, why shouldn't they be able to buy senators the way you buy prostitutes in Las Vegas? I know this is shocking to hear. I know this is almost like a slap in the face. If you're listening to this show, you felt like I just slapped you twice, didn't you? That's a good thing, and I'll tell you why. Let me explain why you need to be slapped in the face, because the media has put you to sleep with one lie after another. What, because he wears a clean shirt and a tie, I'm supposed to believe what he says? Are you crazy? Because they walk with a Bible on Sunday, it means they believe in God? What has to happen for you to understand that this is like the bust out in The Sopranos? It's like the Scatino bust out in The Sopranos when they took over a sporting goods store. Only this time it's not a sporting goods store. The Scatino bust out has become the United States Treasury. Where do you want me to go with the show right now? I have so much more that I have to say. And there aren't enough people like me in the world saying it. I will say this. Maybe this is a good juncture to say it. The only thing that stands between us and the total loss of our nation are our guns. Nothing else. Congress is impotent. You have that Lerner character from the IRS spitting on Congress and walking out, saying, I'm not going to answer any questions like a mafioso. And she's not arrested by marshals for contempt of Congress. The Congress is impotent. It has no power to speak of whatsoever. You have a gang of eight criminals who are senators, saying we're going to bring in 30 million illegal aliens, drop dead, with the law unto ourselves. There's no longer a participatory democracy. And they have a front man, a puppet named Rubio, who's glorified by Pawn Hannity. Pawn Hannity has this Rubio pawn on every day. Every other day, this Rubio character is held up like he's some role model for conservatives with fake ads on my station. They won't take him on my show, by the way. Rubio's front is a front man for Google, as far as I could tell, the Microsofts, the Silicon Valley gangsters, all of those who want cheap labor at half the price of American workers are taking these fake immigration ads saying, conservative immigration, it's all a lie. There's no such thing as a conservative immigration program right now. It's a fraud. And Rubio is the voice of this fraud. And Pawn Hannity is the voice of the fraud's fraud. Savage, always bold and winning, champion for America's borders, language, and culture. Go on my website. That's what they're saying. That's how they're defining Michael Savage. And if you think that I'm a marginal talk show host who has no audience, I got another guest coming for you. The ratings just came out on my 200 stations. They're on the top of my website. People's jaws just dropped. New York City, WABC, up 9%. San Francisco, KSFO, up 63%. Dallas, KLIF, up 67%. Washington, WMAL, up 180%. Detroit, WJR, up 214%. Las Vegas, KBET, up 200%. Kansas City, KCMO, up 300%. Providence, WPRV, up 200%. West Palm Beach, WFTL, up 200%. Memphis, WKIM, up 300%. These are my numbers, according to the April ratings book. Michael Savage, the Savage Nation, champion for America's borders, language, and culture. So if you think that all of us old white males are dead and we're gone, you're mistaken. You have no idea what you're talking about. You have no idea that the majority of this country sees through this lie and this fraud and this government anarchy. They see it, but they're voiceless because they've lost their government. They have no representation by and large. Who speaks for them? Who speaks for the people? When some domestic grassroots groups called Tea Party groups came up out of nowhere, Tea Party groups were the grassroots the left used to root for in the 60s. Grassroots, let the people speak. The people spoke, and this gangster regime dropped the IRS on them. Like a banana republic, only worse, because we're not a banana republic. It's far worse than a banana republic. Now, what stands between us and what happened in London? Guns. 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 Only guns. Only guns. And this very same gang that wants to flood this country with 50 million, 30 million, 20 million, 11 million, you pick the number. Pick it out of a hat. Illegal aliens. It's all amnesty for every one of them. Also wants to take your guns away. Durbin and the rest of them want to seize your guns. Now, you know, I've been critical of police pensions in the past. You've heard me say it, something has to give, because if some of them are abusing the system, we know that. But you know something? The only thing that stands between us and these animals are the police, the armed police. They're worth every dime of every pension dollar that they get. Yes, they should crack down on the criminals who are rigging the system on their pensions, but I will tell you, the police have to face these animals. They are our wolfhounds. The police are our wolfhounds. And the wolves are roaming the streets of America. Axes, knives, guns, dealing drugs to your children, trying to snatch your child off the street as she walks home from school. It's only the armed police that stand between us and these wolves. Yes, the wolfhounds are worth every penny of their pensions. You saw what happened in England when they disarmed the police, didn't you? It took them 20 minutes to show up after a boy was butchered in the street by two Islamic murderers. Two butchers screaming Allah Akbar, butchering a guy in the street. There were no police. The police didn't come for 20 minutes. And then it was police with guns trained to shoot to kill who showed up and shot the two animals and put them down like the mad dogs they were. And I can guarantee you as I stand here, the very same verminous liberals who banned Michael Savage from entering the United Kingdom will call for an investigation of the police who shot the two animals. And they will say that the police should not have shot the two animals, that the two animals were entitled to a trial, that the two animals were misunderstood, that the two animals were oppressed minorities in a too-white England. And if only there were more animals like them, why, then perhaps they wouldn't have felt so oppressed and so threatened, and they wouldn't have taken such drastic actions with their knives and their axes. I can guarantee you as I sit here that liberalism is a mental disorder that has destroyed our defense cells, and so that anytime anyone says a word to defend us, we are the defense cells. People like me are we're the white blood cells of America. We are the white blood cells of America. We are trying to warn you. We are trying to save you. Just remember this. They've tried to neutralize this white blood cell and all the others who've stood up to these animals. They've neutralized us, and yet some of us keep bouncing back.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Three people from Daly City died this morning in a car crash in Colma. The incident happened during the 7 a.m. hour. Two others survived the two-car crash. Top federal water managers plan to meet tomorrow in San Diego with officials from Indian tribes, conservationists, and seven western states to begin hammering out rules for squeezing every usable drop from the overtaxed Colorado River. And no European nations are saying they have immediate plans to send arms to rebels in Syria, but the European Union has voted today to lift the arms embargo on the Syrian opposition. Sanctions will remain, however, on sending arms to the Syrian regime. Taking a look at KSFO traffic, things in Dixon have recovered from earlier problems. Westbound 80 now sluggish through Vacaville. Westbound 580 getting better. It is slow now, fine through Livermore, but it slows through Pleasanton from about Airway Boulevard to Highway 680. Highway 17 looks good out of the Santa Cruz Mountains. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Did you know butterflies taste with their feet? If you were a butterfly, how would your carpet taste? Is it disgusting? Every day your family brings dirt and harmful bacteria into your home. Now it's time to clean. Keep your family safe and sanitize your house with Zero Res. Zero Res leaves carpet clean, soft, and smelling fresh. Zero Res empowered water is green, safe for kids, pets, and allergy sufferers. Zero Res technicians are prompt, polite, and professional. They're safe to have in your home. Traditional cleaning leaves your carpet wet and with a nasty chemical residue. Empowered water leaves no residue and dries quickly. Get your home clean. Zero soap, zero problems, Zero Res clean. Protect your family and your largest investment, your home. So give a butterfly a treat and make your carpet taste yummy. Call Zero Res for terms and a free commercial quote. 877-321-0739. Clean three rooms for only $129. That's right, only $129 and get a free room. Call 877-321-0739 or book online at ZeroBayArea.com. Everyone says use Zero Res.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Introducing a faster way to push-to-talk. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push-to-talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
This is an encore presentation of The Savage Nation.
Michael Levine is one of my heroes. He's the author of the New York Times bestseller Deep Cover and The Big White Lie. He's a former DEA agent, and he's an amazing man. He's probably the most courageous man I ever met. He's an astounding man. He has a show coming up on the History Channel on Friday, May 24th, talking about the body bag case, which happened during the Vietnam War, where there was heroin smuggling and the bodies of body bags of our soldiers killed in Vietnam, protected by the CIA. Not Hollywood fiction, but the real story. If it comes from Mike Levine, you're hearing the truth. Mike Levine, welcome to the Savage Nation.
I am honored again to be with you, Michael.
Look, Mike, let's start out with a little background. You have real experience going undercover with these heroin smugglers. Tell the people about it.
That's called Deep Cover. I lived with them. I was, when the New York Times wanted to do a piece on Deep Cover agents, they came to New York where there were some 300 agents assigned. And at the time, I was one of two who had done Deep Cover. That is going into other countries, adopting a new identity, having false passports, etc. And it's a situation, it's deep cover because you can call no one for help. You're, in essence, the only weapon you have is your acting ability, and you're acting with the audience just a few inches from your face. And failing to convince your audience often results in death or disappearance.
Well, what is the body bag case, Michael?
The body bag case is one that I lived. Yeah, as you said, it's the smuggling of heroin into the United States using the remains of our boys killed in Vietnam as nothing more than a conveyance. I lived that case. The body bag case began, as many cases begin with us, and I was on call. I'm a fluent Spanish speaker, so I was called out to, this is July 4th, 1971. The case was... John Edward Davidson is caught at the airport carrying 3 kilos of pure heroin in false bottom suitcases. He's coming in from Bangkok, Thailand. He's a GI who's been living in Bangkok and traveling to the U.S. This was his seventh trip, 21 kilos. In those years, each kilo was easily converted to $500,000. So you're talking about very big bucks. I interrogated and flipped John Edward Davidson. He agreed to deliver the heroin in what you call a controlled delivery to those people who had set up the whole operation in Gainesville, Florida. That night, we arrested the financier of the operation, a fellow by the name of Alan Trupkin. And after the arrest, John agreed to tell me who his source was in Bangkok, Thailand. And mind you, the Vietnam War was still raging. Now we cut to me going to Bangkok, Thailand, my first deep cover operation. I hit Thailand. I start to hang with the Chinese drug dealers. Within a short period of time, they had to see me. They had to live with me. And I'm very good at undercover. A week or two go by, I'm running with these guys. We make a deal. They want to convince, by this time, they're convinced that I am the capo di tutti frutti of the mafia in the U.S., and that they can do some serious business direct to the U.S. with me. They want me to go with them up to Chiang Mai, that's northern Thailand, to visit the factory.
Really? Well, how was the CIA really involved?
I'm called into the embassy 4 o'clock in the morning. I meet my first CIA agent. He tells me, you're not going to Chiang Mai.
Oh, come on, you're kidding.
I didn't understand this. My mind was blown, and I said, I was insisting that they send me. He said, well, we can't protect you up there. I said, I didn't know you were protecting me in the first place. I thought I'm alone here. And finally, he sees that he's basically dealing with a South Bronx kamikaze, and he says, you are military, Levine. We've got your record. You understand more than most people that you do not know the big picture. And of course I didn't. At that point in my life, I didn't know there were secret priorities, that there were assets of the CIA out there, like the heroin dealers supporting our forces in Vietnam when Congress wouldn't.
What is the junkie tax, Michael?
Congress won't pay for it. Let these guys sell drugs to America, to American soldiers, and that'll pay for it. Trouble is, nobody told America, and this was my first exposure to it. And his final words were, you don't know the big picture. We want you to shut this case down. You can arrest the two guys who you've been dealing with if they deliver heroin to you. I had also by this time identified the man making false bottom suitcases that were flowing into the U.S. And again, at this particular time in my history, I didn't know. I thought, yes, these guys have America's best interests at heart. So I followed orders, as I was trained to do. I was given a U.S. Treasury Special Act Award for the first case of its kind. That is where I got the smuggler and the financier in the U.S. and then got the source of heroin, they said, which really wasn't. The source was in Chiang Mai. And the maker of the false bottom suitcases, and I got this award, and I let this carry away. You know, I was carried away with myself, which... You know, that will never happen again. And a short time goes by, and my boss in the hard narcotic smuggling unit, Al Seeley, who's a legend in his own right, he made me the expert in Southeast Asia. In comes another informant into the same people, ex-GI, and an agent by the name of Lou Culver, who's an ex... Louis still alive. He's an ex-New York detective, became a federal agent. And... Louis and I sit down, and we start to debrief this guy. And what I realize, he's talking about the body bag case, that this sergeant who had gotten out of the service in Vietnam, stayed in Bangkok, was connecting with people in Graves Registration, and he was sending heroin up through the body bag system, that is, in the bodies. In the body bags, in the caskets, to the U.S.
Oh, come on, you're kidding.
Now, Louis and I went over to Bellevue to make arrangements for some of the bodies to be diverted to Bellevue so that we could open them up and check it. This is a horrific, horrific assignment. And we keep debriefing this informant. And then what he reveals just knocks me out. The source of all that heroin was the people that CIA were protecting in Chiang Mai. And I just never forgot it. I watched history go by. The story is never told. I don't think there's anything. We have a Congress with no cojones whatsoever. We have a mainstream media that is so easily manipulated. And I think Thomas Jefferson said that without an aggressive, free mainstream media, a media, you can't have a democracy, and Mike, thank God for you. You're one of the few voices out there that people like me can talk to.
Well, what do you think needs to happen? What's the answer to this problem?
I wrote a book called Fight Back. Honestly, it's how to take back your own neighborhood from the drug trafficker. It's how to use Americans in their own communities as you would auxiliary police. It's kind of like using the John laws to focus their efforts on frightening away buyers. Don't confront the drug dealers, the buyers. You kill the business. It works every time it's employed. The trouble is there are too many agencies and government agencies that have a budgetary interest in making statistics and numbers. And I showed graphic examples in Fight Back. They will fight communities that try to do it, try to employ these tactics. So there is a method to fight this and win it. It's out there. Again, you've got to fight the treason of banking, Congress, mainstream media, so many people that make the myriad of government agencies that make a living off a drug war budget, and their interest prevails every time over the interests of the American people. Thank God for you, Mike. I mean, you just know, only your listeners get a chance to even hear this.
Michael Levine, thanks again for being on the Savage Nation.
Michael, it is my sincerest pleasure, and I love you, brother.
play the Obama speech. No one can believe this. Listen.
Today, the core of al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and Pakistan is on the path to defeat. Their remaining operatives spend more time thinking about their own safety than plotting against us. They did not direct the attacks in Benghazi or Boston. They've not carried out a successful attack on our homeland since 9/11.
Okay, so he's challenging now and daring al-Qaeda to attack us here in America. That's like a child in a schoolyard saying, we got you on the run, I dare to try to attack us again. Very good. Great leadership. Just great leadership. So now he wants to repeal the AUMF's mandate. That's the Authorization for War Act. The Afghan war is coming to an end. Al-Qaeda is a shell. They haven't attacked us, so he says. Unbelievable. What a country. Wow. Do you think the war is over? The war on terror is over? You mean the Boston terror attack proved that the religion of peace is actually practicing peace and teaching peace and teaching all its adherents not to cut people's heads off and use pressure cooker bombs at sporting events? You think dismembering a boy in London while screaming Allah Akbar and we're at war with you is an example of the religion of peace getting its message down to the masses? I don't. So I don't know what he's talking about. I mean, we're still at war with terrorists. The attack on the compound of Benghazi was from terrorists, al-Qaeda terrorists. And now he wants to repeal the authorization for the use of military force? We're in a lifetime conflict with radical Islam. They've been at it for 1,000 years. It didn't begin in 1986 with the Marine barracks. It began in 1086. They hate Christians. They hate Jews. They hate Buddhists. They hate Hindus. They've been at war for 1,000 years. And it's not going to end because we have a trickster in the White House who says it's over. All right, let me take a call now. Stephen calling from Canada. Welcome to the Savage Nation. You're on the program. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, I was in the London police and I 2 points. The reason you were banned from Britain was because you did nothing wrong, but the British government just wanted to appease radical Islam by saying, we've banned this horrible American racist Nazi Jewish guy. And the reason the attacks happened in London, I don't think people realize the kind of people that are allowed to live in the UK. I know on your website you often have links to the Daily Mail. I'm not going to mention his name, but there's a Kenyan living in the UK who was given asylum who openly admits that back in Kenya, he beheaded 400 people because they were not Christians. So,
well, wait, so is he invited to speak to Parliament from time to time by the Labour Party?
Sorry?
Has he been invited to address Parliament by the Labour Party to express his views of diversity?
But he has been.
The mass beheader? Look, I know how crazy England is. What you said about why I was banned, they used me as a scapegoat. What the Labour Party did to me is what the Nazis did to Jews in World War II. They made me the reason for all their problems. I know what they did. I know exactly what they should be eternally damned for what they did. But I'll tell you the bigger problem here, my friend, is that nobody in America came to my aid. None of the fake conservatives said one word about Michael Savage being banned in the UK. Maybe one did. Do you understand what position I'm in here? I'm all alone. But I don't sit and cry about it. It is what it is. It is what it is. When a soldier walks down the street in London now, did you hear what Cameron told him to do? To not wear their uniform in the streets of London? Can you believe that's the reaction of a vigorous government telling British soldiers don't wear a uniform in England? Can you believe this?
Well, this soldier survived tours of duty in Afghanistan to be told that he's not safe in London.
Well, maybe next they will tell the London bobby not to wear their uniform to work because it may offend criminals. I mean, this is a world upside down. It's Alice in Wonderland. If anyone understands what's going on, it's enough to make them take Prozac. Thank you for listening to the Savage Nation. I don't take Prozac. I don't want it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and is a five-star customer rating. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Did you know butterflies taste with their feet? If you were a butterfly, how would your carpet taste? Is it disgusting? Every day your family brings dirt and harmful bacteria into your home. Now it's time to clean. Keep your family safe and sanitize your house with Zero Res. Zero Res leaves carpet clean, soft, and smelling fresh. Zero Res empowered water is green, safe for kids, pets, and allergy sufferers. Zero Res technicians are prompt, polite, and professional. They're safe to have in your home. Traditional cleaning leaves your carpet wet and with a nasty chemical residue. Empowered water leaves no residue and dries quickly. Get your home clean. Zero soap, zero problems, Zero Res clean. Protect your family and your largest investment, your home. So give a butterfly a treat and make your carpet taste yummy. Call Zero Res for terms and a free commercial quote. 877-321-0739. Clean three rooms for only $129. That's right, only $129. And get a free room. Call 877-321-0739 or book online at ZeroBayArea.com. Everyone says use Zero Res.
Hi there, Renee Richardson here to give you an update on the Serta Pro paint job. I know, you've been waiting to hear all about it. Well, remember last time I told you about the husband, not so fond of painting? So we brought in the pros, Serta Pro painters. We had a great consultation with Tim. I got my way, which is, well, let's face it, is really the best thing for all of us. We got the bathroom painted, the ceiling and all one color, very modern. And the job the guys at Serta Pro did was not only flawless, but a breeze. They met us in the morning. We went off to work. We came back to two beautifully painted rooms. They were clean. They were professional. And even to my husband's critical eye, he was very impressed. Painting is a personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you are going to look at it every day. So you should have your painting done right. Serta Pro Painters did it right for us. Call them up and see for yourself. 800-GO-SERTA. That's Serta with a C. And if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff. Ask them about it. You can also visit their website, SertaPro.com. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
A man with blood on his hands then talks to a second man. There are also heated conversations with passers-by, people who have witnessed appalling violence, some of whom tried to stop it. But there was more violence to come. These pictures were taken shortly after the police opened fire on the two apparent attackers, who, according to witnesses, made to attack the officers.
Notice how this weakling in the United Kingdom press says there was more violence, equating the police who put down these two deranged animals with machetes as committing violence. Now you understand, when I say to you the West is suffering from a form of political AIDS, social AIDS, intellectual AIDS, spiritual AIDS, you understand what I'm talking to you? When a reporter can't even tell it to you like it is. Two animals with machetes, with knives, with a gun in their hand, two illegal immigrants invited in under asylum into England, put on welfare, don't work, leeches, bums, no goodniks, Muslims who hate the country. Butcher a young boy in the street, a 20-year-old man who was a soldier with no gun, butcher him, dismembering him in the street with butcher tools. The police don't show up for 20 minutes because they're afraid to come out because, you know why? They have no guns in England. It's such a peace-loving country that the police were disarmed a long time ago by the good liberals of England. But they had to create, because of the increased violence in England with their wonderful new asylees, they created a special division of the police who have actual weapons. It took those men 20 minutes to arrive to shoot these animals dead and put them down. And this reporter calls it more violence, instead of calling the police heroes. This is beyond belief. Do you know who spoke to these two animals before they were killed? A woman. Not one man in England went up to these two animals and tried to stop them as they were dismembering the soldier in the street. She's a Cub Scout leader, unarmed. A Cub Scout leader confronted terrorists just seconds after they had beheaded a soldier, asking them to hand over their weapons and warning them it is only you versus many people you're going to lose. This was a woman who got off a bus to talk to these lowlifes, these I don't have any words for them. She was on a bus traveling past the scene. She jumped off to see the soldier's pulse as he lay dying. She said, being a Cub Scout leader, I have my first aid, so when I saw this guy on the floor, I thought it was an accident. Then I saw he was dead. I couldn't feel any pulse. And then when I went up, there was this black guy with a revolver and a kitchen knife. He had what looked like butcher's tools, and he had a little axe to cut the bones and two large knives, and he said, move off the body. So I thought, okay, I don't know what's going on here. And he was covered with blood. I thought I had better start talking to him before he starts attacking somebody else, she said. I thought these people usually have a message, so I said to him, what do you want? I asked him if he did it, and he said, yes, and I said, why? And he said, because he has killed Muslim people in Muslim countries. He said he was a British soldier, and I said, really? And he said, I killed him because he killed Muslims, and I am fed up with people killing Muslims. Moments earlier, the killers had hacked at the soldier like a piece of meat. And when this woman arrived on the scene, they were roaming the street waiting for police to arrive so they could stage a final confrontation with them. He was not high, he was not on drugs, she said. He was not an alcoholic or drunk. He was just upset. He was in full control of his decisions and ready to do everything he wanted to do. And she spoke to him. She said, right now it is only you versus many people. What do you want to do? She said, he said, I want to start a war in England right now, is what he said. She then went up to the other murderer and she said to him, well, what about you? Would you like to give me what you have in your hands? She said, I did not want to say weapons, but I thought it was better having them aimed on one person like me rather than everybody there. Children were starting to leave school as well. The woman, Mrs. Kennett, was not the only woman to show extraordinary courage. Other women shielded the soldier's body as the killer stood over them. No police. It took them 20 minutes to arrive. They were afraid of the butchers. 20 minutes. And then the armed police came in 20 minutes. 20 minutes later. No doubt the liberals in England will be calling for the armed police to be tried for murder, because they denied the rights of the Muslim butchers, their human rights in the Human Rights Court.
This is increasingly happening. The horrors, the Cleaver images, life imitating art, the scandals, the corruption. I am telling you that people are starting to crack in America from this. I'm telling you that Obama's naked corruption, I would call it government anarchy, what we're seeing. You know, this is not a legitimate government in the ordinary sense. What you have under Obama is government anarchy. You don't have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. You have government anarchy. You have a rogue regime.
Join. And here he is, Michael Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
Well, you're listening to the Memorial Day broadcast of The Savage Nation, champion for America's borders, language, and culture. As they say in the industry, always bold, always winning. And now back to the Savage Nation. What stands between us and what happened in London? Guns, guns, and guns. That's my number one story today. You hear? In London, as in Boston, the Muslim killers were known to security services who were simply watching them. They knew they were ticking sticks of dynamite. But because of liberal laws, they couldn't arrest them. They had to wait until they butchered a soldier in the street. It's the religion of pieces for sure. Saudi cleric just published an article saying women should be prohibited from using air conditioning because if they're home with air conditioning, that could lead to moral depravities. Really? In April, another Muslim cleric claiming to belong to the Salafist sect posted a YouTube video claiming rape of non-Sunni and non-Muslim women was acceptable, according to the Quran. He said, according to the IBT News Service, quote, it's a legitimate fatwa for Muslims waging war against Syrian President Assad and trying to put in place a Sharia government to capture and have sex with Alawites and other non-Sunni, non-Muslim women, close quote. No comments from the UN or Barack Obama, nor Human Rights Watch, nor any of the other anti-Zionist groups on earth. No, there's no England anymore. Here are the other stories of the day on MichaelSavage.com. Boy Scouts approved plan to accept openly gay members. Yeah, okay. Jodi Arias trial. What happened? They declared a mistrial in the penalty phase. Looks like she's getting away with the death penalty. Wonderful society we live in. Can you believe it? 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. What else made it to the news? Well, you can't believe the rest of it. Do you agree with what I said yesterday, that guns are all that stand between us and the anarchy of public beheadings by Muslims like we saw in London? Question, should we stop or limit immigration from predominantly Muslim countries for the foreseeable future? Good luck. Do you believe Obama's right when he says the war on terror is over? Over? You mean he didn't know about Boston? He didn't hear about the pressure cooker? And here's the shocker of the day. It was none other than Eric Holder. That's right, our Justice Department chief who okayed the illegal, unconstitutional seizure of a reporter's emails. That's right. He was the one, not an underling. He should not only be fired, he should go to prison for this. And this is a big story. This is not a related story to Eric Holder, but here's another story, not related at all. Cockroaches have evolved to avoid poison in just 5 years. Just think, this administration's been in power for six. And have they evolved to avoid poison? It looks like it. 855-407-282. Oh, by the way, on MichaelSavage.com, my ratings are in, all those Savage haters. I've got very bad news for you. I think that rumors of my demise are premature. In fact, my new stations, Savage is always bold and always winning. New York, WABC, up 9%. San Francisco, KSFO, up 63%. Dallas, KLIF, up 67%. Washington, WMAL, up 180%. Detroit, WJR, up 214%. We're talking about Michael Savage's ratings. So all you Savage haters, go home, take a Prozac. Las Vegas, up 200%. Savage is up 300% on KCMO in Kansas City. Savage is up 200% in Providence, WPRV. Savage is up 200% on West Palm Beach, WFTL. Savage is up 300% on Memphis, WKIM. Why? Because I'm a champion for America's borders, language, and culture. You know what I'm saying? You get it? The people are not that stupid. They don't all like listening to lawyers telling about the Constitution and about the IRS. Somebody's turning into the show. There's a real America out there that has had enough of the government anarchy and the government status press. I hear my words being used by other hosts every day. I don't care that I don't get credit. I first called the so-called reporters or journalist stenographers months and months ago. Do you remember? In fact, it was in trickle-down tyranny that I first wrote about them, calling them stenographers. Do you remember? No one had used that word. Well, today they're all using the word stenographers. So it's good that my ideas are spreading, and it's good that people are quoting me without even knowing they're quoting me. That's very good. So someone I know who's very successful, young man, said to me, I heard your monologue on what stands between us and what happened in London is guns. And he said, I can't take the pain, he said. He said, your logic is so accurate. Your logic is so straight and so true. Yet the Western leaders are so weak and so twisted, who distort the danger we all face from radical Islam. He said, I don't know if I can take it anymore. So I sent him the following. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowances for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise, and it goes on from there. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son, Rudyard Kipling. This poem, I said, kept me going for many, many dark years of my life, and I sent it to him, and I recommend it to anyone who has a child. Read If to them. Give them a copy of If by Rudyard Kipling. Rudyard Kipling was a fabulous English poet. He was very popular in Victorian England, and then he fell out of favor because the liberal establishment decided he was a, quote, reactionary. In other words, he was too much of a patriot. He was too much of a patriot. He was too much of a nationalist. And, of course, you know what happened to England as a result of the anti-nationalism and the anti-patriotism. Right now in London, the mayor, the red mayor, is saying don't blame Islam for the attack. Okay, even though they screamed Allahu Akbar. Boris Johnson, the commie, the red communist, said Islam is not the reason that they attacked. Even though they said Islam is the reason, he said it's not the reason. The murderers said it was the reason, but this moron said it wasn't. It's unbelievable to me. I won't blame Islam. No, I won't blame Islam. I'll blame British policy. I'll blame American policy for the Marathon bombing. Yep, I love the impersonation that Cameron did of Churchill. But they've already given up the ability to defend themselves. Their white blood cells have been neutralized in England. Yep. Oh, yeah, just a small group of lone wolves, extremists. Really? Well, if it's such a minority in the Muslim community, then how come these events keep occurring? Boston, trains in Canada, planes, trains, boats. How is that possible? And by the way, don't blame Hitler for the Holocaust while you're at it. It was just a rogue Nazi. It wasn't the German people. It was just Hitler. He was a rogue German. It's unbelievable to me. That's the mayor of England. Can you believe this? And by the way, Sweden is on fire from the religion of pieces. The practitioners of the religion of pieces in Sweden, which gave them a home, the tolerant Vikings, well, I should say the tolerant descendants of Vikings, the super tolerant descendants of Vikings, are no longer able to defend their own country. I don't know, what are they on, Prozac in Sweden? What are they on? Aquavit? What do they drink over there? And here in America, the Boy Scouts have okayed gay youths. Gay youths. But that's not enough for the gay establishment. The Boy Scouts still ban gay adults from serving as troop leaders. Isn't that something? How do you like that? Never would have guessed. You know, sometimes I have a dream. I have an imaginary dream. I look forward in the future, 10 years, 20 years. And I say by some miracle, if by some miracle, a Churchillian American arises and saves the country from the pestilence, the virus of liberalism that has infected the body politic and almost destroyed us, if at the last minute an honest, strong man appears and saves us, who could it be? There's a couple of candidates out there. Alan West would be one of my candidates. There are a few others. And they undo the damage done by the communist corrupt regime that we have now. And we look back when we have a strong America, a clean America,
a sane America. And they look back to the year 2000 through 2013, or the years 1990 to 2020, or whatever it is, and you tell them what was going on in this country in those years. You tell them what the perverts of Hollywood were producing as daily fare for the minds of America. You tell them that the most vile pornography ever known to mankind was available in every home in the United States at the click of a button, and the government not only didn't control it, but it promoted it. You tell them that the government attacked churches. You tell them that in this horrible darkness that we're living through in this time, the government worked against the people in favor of the criminals. The government worked against the police in favor of the murderers. The government prosecuted soldiers who did the job of defending America and sheltered the Islamic enemy. If you tell them these things went on, they will say it's impossible. No nation would have tolerated that. But my friends, you're living through those dark days, which is why you're on medication, which is why you don't feel right, why you feel agitated. I can guarantee you that your heart knows what's going on, even though your mind denies it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They put him on steroids.
A drug that created this lethargic, laying around, sloppy dog with no real personality.
And then I found that cortisone has massive side effects, you know, kidney and liver damage.
There is a dip for dex mite infestation, but nearly half the dogs die from it.
5 years ago, I heard the ad about Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
As soon as we got her onto Dinovite, her personality came back.
We started noticing a significant drop in hair loss.
Apparently, the Dinovite had built up his immune system and helped combat whatever was...
He has not had a cortisone shot since.
I said, this is what you need to do instead of steroid shots.
My dog has never been happier, and it just cut my vet bills dramatically.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there are only two words you need to know. Lumber Liquidators. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. So take the first step toward that new floor and call 800-672-1447 for your free catalog. It's filled with tips and ideas and unheard of deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors that you just won't find at the big box stores. Lumber Liquidators buys directly from the mills in incredible volume, and their global buying power means they can offer you incredibly low prices other stores can't even come close to. But what it really means is you can finally afford a gorgeous new floor. So call 800-672-1447 today, and we'll rush your free catalog out to you. Forget the big box stores with big flooring prices. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. Call Lumber Liquidators now at 800-672-1447. That's 800-672-1447. Again, 800-672-1447.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. One of my guy friends, a couple weeks back, we were going to a concert, and he dyed his entire head fire engine red. Now, it looked great, but after the concert, when he was stripping that color out of his hair, you should have seen how much of his hair, A, fell out, and B, just broke off. And he looked at me like a girl would look after a tragedy with their hair. And he didn't know what to do. And I told him, hey, I use Ovation and it works for me. And I know that it will work for you too. And he gave it a try. And you guys, it fixed his problem. His hair was breaking, dry, brittled, and damaged. And it is now stronger, healthier, and shinier than it was before he dyed it fire engine red for this show. And he got the special introductory offer. All he had to do, go to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout and you'll get a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com, and remember, KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Orange. To schedule a free termite and pest inspection today, every treatment is backed by an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Golfsmith and TaylorMade want to help you give Dad the best Father's Day ever with exclusive deals on the hottest gear in golf. Give the game-changing TaylorMade R1 driver and get $50 instant savings, plus a $25 Golfsmith gift card. Save $100 instantly on any 8-piece Rocket Blades iron set and score a $50 Golfsmith gift card. Because the gift that never stops giving is a better game. Give Dad his day, only at Golfsmith.
Any radio show can tell you what you really want to hear. Only one show gives you true, unadulterated truth. The Savage Nation, weeknights at 6 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
In a South London street, a man with bloodied hands carrying a knife and machete approaches a camera and tries to justify what has just happened.
I apologize that women had to witness this today, but in our land, our women have to see the same. You people will never be safe. Remove your government. They don't care about you.
He then walks back up the road, back towards the victim of this attack who lies prone in the street, a young man believed to be a soldier.
Well, the young man was not a soldier when he was brutally attacked by the African Muslims. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What is happening now is absolute butchery and savagery. In other words, the jungle has arrived in London because of liberalism. It took the police 20 minutes to arrive as these animals were dismembering the 20-year-old soldier, who was, by the way, wearing a T-shirt and unarmed. And these Africans can be seen with blood on their hands, with bloody machetes and knives in their hands. If you want to see the picture, or if you're too squeamish, don't see the picture. Or if it shocks you because you're too liberal and don't want to see reality, or if your medication is worn down, don't look at the pictures on michaelsavage.com or the Drudge Report. It's sickening. Here's the story that was in the New York Post for a few minutes until the 20% ownership called up the owners of the Post and said, take that damn story down. UK soldier beheaded near barracks by man who praised Allah after cleaver attack. Two suspected Islamist terrorists have been shot after a soldier was brutally hacked to death in southeast London. The victim, who was wearing a T-shirt, was said to have been attacked by two men armed with knives, including a machete and a meat cleaver. One of the killers said after the incident, "We swear by Almighty Allah, we will never stop fighting you." Eyewitnesses said the killers were hacking at the victim like a piece of meat. Well, anyway, you get the picture. I'm sure right now the liberals who have disarmed the police and have flooded London with third worlders who don't belong there, largely third worlders like this who don't work, who live on welfare, who hate England, who hate the English system, who hate the English people, who live in a 4th, 5th, 6th, 9th century reality, will conduct an investigation of the police who shot the animals and perhaps call for the police to be arrested for denying the animals their human rights. This is especially galling to the broadcaster of this show, Michael Savage, me, because in 2009 I was attacked by the very same liberal establishment that is still in power, and they banned me from entering the United Kingdom, and the ban is in effect to this day. I know you don't know about it. Think about it. They permit animals like this from the worst places on earth, people who hate England, hate Christianity, hate white people, into England. They don't work. They provide nothing for the society. They're leeches, and they do not permit me to enter the country. Why? Well, the answer is liberalism is a mental disorder. I am one of the white blood cells still operating in the West. I and people like me on the internet, on radio, occasionally in the media, who speak the truth to the power of the Islamists and to the power, moreover, of the liberal establishment who seems to be encouraging them. I am the white blood cell, one of the few left circulating in the system. The rest of the white blood cells have been neutralized by the retrovirus called liberalism. And therefore, the West can no longer defend itself. So when Muslim major Nidal Hassan, in cold blood, shoots 13 dead and wounds 32, your U.S. Army calls it an act of workplace violence, and there's no rioting. There's no demand that the Secretary of the Army be fired. Nothing. Did you see this crazy story? In New Jersey, caramel-colored rubbing alcohol was being sold as scotch in various restaurants. Can you believe this? I mean, I know The Sopranos was fiction. Funnels confiscated during an investigation dubbed Operation Swill, in which 29 bars and restaurants in New Jersey are accused of putting cheap booze in premium brand liquor bottles and selling it. Oh, that's a real bust. That's a real scandal. That must be Eric Holder's, who did this investigation? The Islamists can come here with knives, guns, pressure cooker bombs, but state officials. Listen to what else they did. In another, premium liquor bottles were refilled with water. Water in a liquor bottle. I was told about this when I was a kid, that this was done in most bars. I mean, this is nothing new to me. I grew up in New York. I heard every bar I ever went into, they were selling water in bottles. As part of Operation Swill, investigators collected 1,000 open bottles of vodka, gin, rum, scotch, whiskey, and tequila from the wells of the bars, said State Attorney General Jeffrey Chiesa. Oh, this alleged scheme is a dishonest ruse to increase profits and is a slap in the face of the consumer, Attorney General Chiesa said. Go, Jeffrey, go. How about the green schemes? How about the fact that General Electric pays no taxes on their $5 billion in U.S. income? How about the fact that Apple paid zero taxes or near zero taxes? How about the fact that Microsoft and Google pay almost no taxes in America, Jeffrey, to the state of New Jersey or anyone else? Would that be a scam? That is a slap in the face of the consumer. All right, go after the liquor bottles. That's all. And on that wonderful note, with no questions to ask of you, but endless scandals to discuss, which I probably won't do because there's only so much you want to listen to. And by the way, most normal people are already on vacation. They've already been on vacation since 1975. They've been on vacation since the Vietnam War was over. They've been smoking a doobie every day and saying everything is coming up roses. They love the liberal government, the sun every day and blue skies and robins on the fences, and there's roses coming up on the fences. For them, there is no darkness. There is no corruption because, after all, there's a Democrat regime in power. And on top of that, there's a black man in the White House and a black man in the Attorney General's office. What could be better? How much more honesty can you ask for?
Savage.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better, because for a limited time, you can try Ageless Male free. That's right. Call now, and you can boost your free testosterone levels with Ageless Male for free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-492-9715. Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life, because our formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. If you're ready to recapture that drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male with this free bottle giveaway. You must call now, because this free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-492-9715. 1-800-492-9715. 1-800-492-9715.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shotside 560 KSFO. Golden Gate Bridge officials say a median traffic barrier that could prevent deadly head-on collisions should be in place by early 2015. Most of the money is in place for the barrier thanks to some federal grants. Toll revenue and other grants will pay the balance. Construction is expected to take about 1 year. A violent weekend in San Jose is keeping police busy on this Memorial Day. The latest incident occurred early this morning as police took a man into custody who allegedly brandished a firearm and then injured himself in a car crash. Some 12 hours earlier, three people were killed following two shootings overnight. Taking a look at the roadways, have a car crash in Menlo Park, northbound 101 Marsh Road. Looks like they've just opened all lanes, but the two left lanes have been blocked for a little while, so traffic is backed up towards Willow Road. Other than that, a stall coming in southbound 280 at Highway 1 in Daly City. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO is asking you, our listeners, to help us raise funds for the Palo Alto Fisher House. Make a statement and honor our military. Donate now at KSFO.com. Fisher House serves as a home away from home and provides for services for the brave men and women of our military and their families dealing with serious injury or illness. Learn more about the Fisher House and how you can help make a difference right now by making a donation at KSFO.com.
Oh, I love this song. But you know what? Bet it would sound even sweeter in a Honda-certified used car. You know, if you upgraded. Because each one gets a thorough 150-point inspection and comes with a Carfax vehicle history report. So you'll know where it's been. So you can relax. So you'll be happier. Food will taste better. And music will sound even sweeter. All because you bought a great late-model Honda-certified used car. Good thinking. Where'd you ever get such a magnificent idea? All right, I'm out of here. Drive safely.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. I'd like to tell you a little story. A while back, I ran my fingers through my hair, and it felt like it was straw. And then it started to break, and then it started to get shorter without me getting it cut. This was all the result of me bleaching my hair and putting it through straightening, curling, dyeing, and all the other things that you have done at the salon. I needed to figure out how to get my hair back to its healthy standard. Ovation Cell Therapy helped me do that. Ovation Cell Therapy is a three-step process that takes your hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first few washes. And it's not just for girls, it's for everyone, men, women, young, old, mother or not. This is the way to fix your hair, and you can get a special introductory discount just by going to ovationhair.com and entering KSFO at checkout. Again, it's as easy as going to ovationhair.com and entering KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer.
If you've suffered a stroke, brain injury, or had brain surgery, and you still have balance and coordination deficits, walking problems, and can't use your arm or leg, Neurological Rehab Center can help. Their innovative treatment can dramatically improve your mobility. There is hope you can improve your recovery. Give them a call to schedule a free consultation. See if they can help you. 916-630-8916. That's 916-630-8916. Neurological Rehab Center.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
$5 trillion in debt. $5 trillion.
Mark Levin.
Obama is a human wrecking ball.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is an encore presentation of the Savage Nation.
Told of kings and days of old, but there's no England now. All the wars that were won or lost somehow don't seem to matter very much anymore.
Now, what stands between us and what happened in London? Guns. 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 Only guns. Only guns. And this very same gang that wants to flood this country with 50 million, 30 million, 20 million, 11 million. You pick the number. Pick it out of a hat. Illegal aliens. It's all amnesty for every one of them. Also wants to take your guns away. Durbin and the rest of them want to seize your guns. Now, you know, I've been critical of police pensions in the past. You've heard me say it, something has to give, because if some of them are abusing the system, we know that. But you know something? The only thing that stands between us and these animals are the police, the armed police. They're worth every dime of every pension dollar that they get. Yes, they should crack down on the criminals who are rigging the system on their pensions, but I will tell you, the police have to face these animals. They are our wolfhounds. The police are our wolfhounds. And the wolves are roaming the streets of America. axes, knives, guns, dealing drugs to your children, trying to snatch your child off the street as she walks home from school. It's only the armed police that stand between us and these wolves. Yes, the wolfhounds are worth every penny of their pensions. You saw what happened in England when they disarmed the police, didn't you? It took them 20 minutes to show up after a boy was butchered in the street by two Islamic murderers. Two butchers screaming Allah Akbar, butchering a guy in the street. There were no police. The police didn't come for 20 minutes. And then it was police with guns trained to shoot to kill who showed up and shot the two animals and put them down like the mad dogs they were. And I can guarantee you as I stand here, the very same verminous liberals who banned Michael Savage from entering the United Kingdom will call for an investigation of the police who shot the two animals. And they will say that the police should not have shot the two animals, that the two animals were entitled to a trial, that the two animals were misunderstood, that the two animals were, let us say, oppressed minorities in a two-white England. And if only there were more animals like them, why, then perhaps they wouldn't have felt so oppressed and so threatened, and they wouldn't have taken such drastic actions with their knives and their axes. I can guarantee you as I sit here that liberalism is a mental disorder that has destroyed our defense cells, and so that anytime anyone says a word to defend us, we are the defense cells. People like me, we're the white blood cells of America. We are the white blood cells of America. We are trying to warn you. We are trying to save you from this disease. And yet on the other side, you have those who have neutralized us. Remember what's happened to me over the years. Remember, never forget what's happened to me. Many things have happened to me in my career. Just remember this. They've tried to neutralize this white blood cell and all the others who've stood up to these animals and to these crimes and to these criminal elements in our country. They've neutralized us, and yet some of us keep bouncing back. And you should salute that. Instead of hating it, you should thank us. But it comes back to you. You, the listener of this program, The Savage Nation. The cleaver images, the scandals, the corruption, the government anarchy, the imperiousness of Michelle Obama, the vacations, the clothing, the spitting on the people, the cleavers, the scandals, the corruption, the government anarchy under Obama, the gangster regime. How are you coping with the spiritual meltdown, the political meltdown of the national system?
Hey, what?
Spot of tea? That was one of my finest moments. It was from yesterday, but I thought it should be played today because it turns out that just as in this country with the Boston Marathon massacre by the Muslim, whatever they used, what do they call them, pots? I forget them. Pressure cookers, the Muslim pressure cooker bombers. The Tsarnov, the brothers Tsarnov, not the brothers Karamazov, who the CIA and the FBI, they were all watching them, and they let them do it anyway. Same in England, came out today. That's right. They were watching these animals who chopped the butchered the soldier for 8 years. 8 years they were watching these animals and did nothing because of liberalism. I don't want to do politics right now. I'm a little off. I don't want it anymore. First of all, I told you this already. I was getting at something, and I got distracted because it's Memorial Day weekend. That's why. Anyone with an extra buck in his pocket is gone. I never saw a country like this. There are more vacations than you could. Teachers stopped teaching in 1973. I've never seen someone. Every time I turn around, the Ritalin brats are running around in the mall. The teachers have another California Teachers Association experience somewhere in Honolulu. They're so corrupt, the CTA, that they're taking ads, millions of dollars of ads of the California Teachers Association to show us how good they are. They're the most corrupt organization I've ever seen in my life. They're the ones who elected this government in the state of California and made it a one-party system. They're the ones who gave themselves pensions that broke the back of the average taxpayer in California, but they're taking ads telling us how wonderful they are. And they hearken back to imagery of the 1940s and 50s with black and white movie photos of the great days of a California education. Hey, look, I moved here in 1974 because I had a young child. Then God blessed me with another child, and I thought I was poor. I was a graduate student. I didn't have much money, or I was young. I wasn't whatever, yeah. Still a grad student. And I said, look, I got to send my kids to college. California had, at the time, perhaps the finest public education system in the country. And I used to say with pride, they can go from the first grade through graduate school or professional school in this state and have a first-rate degree at very low cost. And it was true. And both of them worked out really great in this country, in the state. But look what's happened to California in just in such a short time. Why? Do you want to know what happened? Two elements. One, the California Teachers Association busted out the pension system, very much like the Scatino bust out in The Sopranos. That's number one. Grotesque pensions. They cut the school year down. They cut the teaching day down. They cut the number of teaching days down. And the quality of teaching, of course, is near zero right now in California. Then here's the topper. The topper were the illegal aliens who were treated better than the tax-paying citizens. And then they introduced English as a second language. That broke the system altogether. Instead of saying, you're now in America, learn English, or you're not going to learn anything, which is the way it was done when I was a kid. Believe me, I'm the son of an immigrant. My father had to learn English to survive. Either you learn English or too bad, or you'll clean toilets the rest of your life. That's all. But no, now they had to hire a whole slew of people. English is a second language. You ever hear of any such a thing in a country? So anyway, that's the beginning of the end. That's why the children here are in such a... I don't blame the children. They're no different than children in the past. I blame the California Teachers Association. I blame the one-party Democrat regime in the state of California. It's no different in the state than it is in the nation. And now let's go to you, the Savage Nation listener, right now on the program. New Jersey, Paul, how are you coping with the horror, the Cleaver images, the scandals, the corruption, the government anarchy, the gangsterism? How are you coping with it?
I'm going to ask this evening. I'm an immigrant. I've been here for 42 years, came here as a young boy. Never, ever had to take any kind of medication to keep myself calm, collected. It's just very depressing. It's like watching a very slow death of a nation. And
so what are you doing? Are you saying you're on medication now?
Yeah, and it's for various reasons. I've had a family business. We've had a family business that's never struggled, even through hard, tough times. And it's the first time that we're struggling to stay in business and stay afloat.
Well, would you say that it's the financial crisis you're going through or the meltdown of America, or would you say you can't even take the two separately?
Financial crisis is a function of what's happening in America. People are they keep telling us that the economy is improving. It's just really just all BS.
So what medication are you on? What are you on, Prozac?
No, it's more of a common medication. I don't want to go into that specifically. But
well, does it work for you? But does this medication really work for you, Paul?
Yes, it keeps me. And also, like the other gentleman said, I try and listen to talk radio and conservative talk as to... Not a minimum, but not as much as I used to, because it does get you going when you start.
That's right. I understand that. That's why I have to limit my anger and my reality, because it's only so much that the people can only take so much. Thank you for the call. But I will not give you a meatball recipe in order to lighten the load. Denver, Colorado. Carol, you're next up. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael. The way I cope is by praying. My family came from Italy as immigrants, and I'm thankful for the first time in my life that my parents aren't alive to see what's going on in our country. And
wow.
I feel like it's the last days. I feel like it's God's will that this country just, we turned our backs to God, and I think God's turning his back to us.
You know what I said to someone? I'm gonna actually level with you. I didn't think I should say it publicly, but at this point, what the heck do I got to lose? Obama's basically was hanging by a thread last week. Four scandals, any one of which should bring him down, right? Then the tornado hits, and the media says, thank God we've got something to saturate our newspapers with. So predictably, there they are, Anderson Cooper and the others out there with the cameras, turning the tornado into something bigger than it was. And Obama then suddenly is no longer in the headlines. The scandals are gone, correct?
Right. Okay.
And you know what I said? I said, Obama was born under a lucky star. That's how he became president. I said, but you got to understand something. Either you conclude that God is a communist and wants America to become a communist socialist nation, or, like all people born under lucky stars, one day they wake up and that star has fallen out of the sky. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Excuse me, sir.
Hi, what do you need?
Pants in a 44 waist.
Looking for something lace?
No, a 44 waist.
A shoelace?
I need a 44 waist.
We don't carry that size.
What? I won a prize?
No.
Stop shopping in no man's land. There's a better way for bigger men to find clothes. Now open. Visit DestinationXL.com to find a store near you. Destination XL. Big on being better.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hey, as a business owner, you've heard about the cloud, and you know that moving your business's critical applications to the cloud will likely result in benefits like increased security and reliability, and probably even save you money. And you know it's the right move, but you fear that something's going to go wrong when you move to the cloud, so you're not doing anything. Okay, here's the deal, folks. We've got something from our friends at DSX Data that you're not going to be able to resist. When you call, you're going to speak to an experienced project manager at DSX Data who's going to work with you first to select a solution for you to try with. Are you ready for this? No cost, Rob. obligation. They'll do all the work to get you into the DSX data cloud. No downtime, no setup fees, no usage charges, and no obligation to continue after 60 days. Okay, move your computer servers into the cloud now with zero risk of downtime problems and 100% uptime guaranteed. Here's the number to call right now. 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA. Online, DSXDATA.com.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
WMAL in Washington. Gabrielle, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
I hear what that you just said, and you made a good point, but you got to get to the heart of it and beyond and before and after and during it being a Muslim that did that to a white, be it Christian, Catholic, or whatever. It's a hater doing that to some random person. If you ever watch these zombie movies like The Walking Dead, they say, man, that person turned. That's when somebody goes from being whatever is the normal and natural state, no matter where they're from, what their religion, what part of the Crayola box color of the Crayola box choir that they're from. That's when they change from being normal or neutral or a lover to a hater. You got
I agree with you, but Gabrielle, how is it that so many of these haters are appearing all of a sudden, whether it be the marathon bombers who did it because of Islam or the butchers in London? Wherever you turn, it seems to be these Islamists who are becoming the zombies. Why is that?
I feel you, though, sir, but the thing about it, it's not necessarily Islamists becoming zombies more so than it is manifest destiny and what Columbus and others did in the past that were Christians. It's just a thing with...
So wait a minute. What Columbus did in the past, he did to Muslims from Africa?
No, no. I'm just saying whenever anybody's violated, whenever that happens, there's a bigger issue.
All right, so you're justifying it based on acts conducted by Spanish explorers 500 years ago. So therefore, there's a justification of what was done in London? I don't think that's what you mean.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that anytime something happens that's out of balance or that's hateful like that, it's rooted in hate before, during, and after that.
So tell me what happened when the Africans went at each other with machetes and 800,000 were killed, if you recall that. What was that a result of?
Everything like that is a result of hate. Love don't do that.
Well, wait a minute. When 800,000 Africans were butchered, I think it was the Tutus versus the Who, whatever, cutting off arms, hands, heads, children mutilated. You're not blaming that on Columbus, are you?
No, but I don't blame it on any religion either. I blame it on hate, and you do too at the end of the day. We got to stop if we're paid to do certain things. At the end of the day, your mom, your children, yourself.
I understand, but what would you have us do, not even pay any attention to this story at all?
Say that again, sir. I'm sorry.
Would you rather that we not even pay attention to this horrendous act of terrorism and look the other way?
Nah, we got to pay attention. We got to point it out, but we got to be at the heart of it and not...
All right, I hear you. And we also have to make sure we're all armed to the teeth. We also have to make sure that Janet Napolitano goes to prison for hoarding 2 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition. There should be a congressional hearing tomorrow. The ammunition should be released to the general public. There is no justification for a government of the people, by the people, and for the people hoarding hollow point ammunition unless that government intends to use that ammunition on the people, against the people, and not for the people. Oh, I'm glad that they pulled the IRS, which before Congress, who then summarily got up and said, I refuse to answer the questions because I'm like a mafioso now, and walked out like she was God Almighty. Did you see those pictures? Would you rather not know about the government anarchy being conducted under Obama the Magnificent? But where is the hearing about Janet Napolitano in the Department of Homeland Security buying almost 2 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition, drying up ammunition across America? Why is that not a national story? Why is that story not of any importance to the frauds called Republicans? Well, I think you can figure it out. I think that demarks the Memorial Day weekend for me. I think I'm through with regular program about politics now. Teddy said to me, Dad, knock it off. You need a vacation. I mean, on the air, of course. I'm on today. I'm on tomorrow. There's nowhere to go. Normal people are going away. In fact, normal people are gone already. In fact, most normal people have been on vacation since 1975. Is college out already? I think college has been over, since 1965? There have been no college in America since 1965.
They become basically houses of ill repute and drug dens. But if I were, let's say, in my day, I think I'm going to do nostalgia now because people said they had too much already with this. Just too much with the politics. How much can you? I can't take it. Every minute, I mean, it's like being killed by 1,000 lashes with the Obama administration. They say he's not a Muslim. He's using a tactic, by the way, of ancient Islam, which is kill your enemy with 1,000 lashes. This is 1,000 slashes. Every day, another scandal. You don't know which cut to stop bleeding. Now Eric Holder, it turns out, was behind snooping on the reporter for Fox News. That's impeachable. That's jail time. You can't hide behind the Patriot Act when you do that to a reporter. If that was done in Peru or Paraguay, could you imagine what the libs would be screaming? If that was done to a reporter in Peru, you wouldn't hear the end of it, the New York Times. But because it was done to a Fox News reporter by the Attorney General. Jail time. Boom. Instantly. But, okay, so that's why I don't want to do this anymore. So I talked to my dog today on the way. We were driving around, and Teddy said, Dad, lighten up a bit. I want you to, you know, hang around for a while. Don't blow out a vein over this because you're not going to change it. This is a pendulum swing. I believe that Obama represents the swing of the pendulum so far to the left that the pendulum may swing off the clock. But mark my words, knowing history, there will be a swing back. When it will come, don't know. How it will come, don't know. It will come. Yes, it will come. And when that, if I were a cartoonist, the pendulum would swing all the way to the, where it is to the left. And all of them who are swinging on that pendulum would fall off into the deep blue sea. But if I were a normal person, I was trying to say, which I'm not. I ceased being a normal person the day I started in radio. I'm not sure I was ever normal. In fact, I don't know what normal is. I always feared being a normal path. In fact, I think that normopathy is probably the most dangerous state of mind. Many people seek to be a normal person, which is very dangerous, incidentally. Normopathy can kill you faster than being quite bizarre or a little eccentric, if you want to put it that way. I've never suffered from a normopathy. I was always an odd child. And I remember going back to when I was 5 in the Bronx. I ran down the streets and screamed, the world is coming to an end. The world is coming. I think it's when they set off the bomb in, I don't know where, the hydrogen bomb, I think, the test. It scared the hell out of me. I was a little kid, and I saw the mushroom cloud on the front page of the Daily News, New York Post. And I was like a little prophetic kid. So I started screaming, the world is going to come down. And I ran down the street, Longfellow. And they thought I was crazy because normal kids didn't read the news. I was reading the newspaper when I was a kid. So they took me to a doctor, now that I recall it. And I don't remember what kind of doctor he was. It was a very dark, you know, distant time in America. There was not therapy of any kind. That was unheard of. The only people who went into therapy were complete, like, maniacs who threw children off roofs. They went into psychotherapy. Or rich ladies who on Fifth Avenue. No one else had psychotherapy in those days. They took me to some quack somewhere. I don't know where, Manhattan, who had one of those things on his head that you turn down and it has a hole in it. An aperture that he looks through into my eye. No idea what he's looking for. What was he going to find looking into the iris of my eye? What was in there? What was he looking for inside my head?
Savage.